To order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solis Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Solis Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solis Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and South Florida since 1994 in commercial and residential roofing services. Located in Port St. Lucie, Solis Roofing Contractors is available at 772-336-1633.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Man that believes unto righteousness doesn't perform unto righteousness. Now, understand, you know, you need this whole series. It might be 100 CDs, but you need the whole series on Mega Grace, because we're looking at different facets, different aspects of it, and you need to hear all of the things concerning grace, because it is very important to understand that we do not perform unto righteousness. When you do all that is required of you, and you've done the best you know how, and you know you did it good, at times I preach, I want to pat myself on the back, say, good job. Y'all ain't saying nothing, I say, good job. But you, guess what? Even when you've done your best, you have to realize that you are still not sufficient of yourself to think anything of yourself. For your sufficiency comes from God. You are still unworthy in yourself. Your worthiness comes out of Christ. But see, that works both ways. When you mess up, and the devil trying to accuse you, and people trying to hold you hostage, you can say, no, my righteousness is in Christ. God gonna get me through this. God forgives me. God will heal me. God will restore me. God will break this thing off my life. When you stay firm like that, you walk in victory. I got a question for you. Have you accepted Jesus as your righteousness? If you have not, and you are saved, and you have not accepted Him as your righteousness, then you are limited to the degree you can live righteously in your own strength. And that's when the devil starts working on you. Through people, through circumstances, through environment, through opposition, persecution, affliction, trouble. See, when you're trying to do this in your own strength, trouble gets to you. John, I'm tired. I ain't putting up with no more of it. And please, Lord, don't let them, they bet not come up in my face today, because I'm liable to, Jesus, help me. You reach your wits end. You had it up to here. That's the straw that broke the camel back. You ready to fight now? Flesh it out. Because why? You're trying to do it in your own strength. Oh, when you've learned to lean upon the everlasting arms, and you learn to take some stuff, when your ego is in your back pocket and not on your shoulder, when you can suffer for a little while, when people don't have to like you necessarily, but you're going to love them anyhow, and ain't nothing they can do about it. Amen. When your worth is not in what people say about you or how people treat you, but that is in the righteousness of the finished work of Jesus, at the end of the day, when you've been beat up on, when you go into your prayer closet, you can go before God and realize, I am still the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. God is still smiling on me. He's still my friend. He will work this out. And He already gave us a word. He said, for we know that all things work together for the good to them that love me, and are called according to my purpose. See, that truth will make you free. You can stand and watch weapons form against you. You know, while you're watching them, God's up in heaven laughing. Because there is no counsel against God. I said there is no counsel. There's no strategy against God. They may form against you. But they don't realize they're trying to form something against God. There ain't no strategies against God. God already has your way out. God already has your blessing. God already has your breakthrough. God already has your victory. God already has your triumph. God already has raised you up. It's just a matter of time. You see, the word of God says there are many are the afflictions of the righteous. Is that true? But the good thing is that God daily, somebody say daily. He daily loads us with benefits. If you got to face some trouble, there's grace to face that trouble. And not just to, you know, just to endure it, but to triumph in it. To walk through it with your head up high, your shoulders bent back, knowing that God is on the throne. Come on, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. Not just some of them, all of them. So what, we work on our attitude. We trust God. Tell somebody, I trust God. Stop asking, Lord, why did you let this happen? Why did that? You have to go back to one of the messages about grace and how that the pains that we endure and stuff are a result of things that we have done. God is not our enemy. He's our healer. He's our deliverer. He's on our side. But it's a result of bad choices and sometimes purposely doing things wrong. He that soweth to his flesh shall reap destruction. He that sows to the Spirit shall reap life everlasting. It's always a choice. It's not God up there, you know, putting pain on you. It's a result of stuff that you've done. You may not be able to trace it all the way back, but believe me, it's not God as your healer. In the book of Genesis, don't go there, but in the book of Genesis, God made everything pleasant for the man and the woman. Everything pleasurable. Adam worked, but work in the presence of God was not toil. Listen, in that environment before the curse, before the fall, he didn't even sweat. Hello? It was a perfect environment. There needed to be no rain. A mist came up in the garden and watered it. Perfect environment. Perfect sunshine, perfect everything. And God put the man there. That was God's kind intention originally. And you know what? God has not changed from that intention for mankind. But now what he's done, he's left us here in the world. But he says, ye are in the world, but not of the world. We draw our strength, our comfort, our guidance from another dimension. And I'm here to tell you this morning, you can have a bit of heaven on earth if you learn the ways of God. You don't have to be going through hell like everybody else in the world, struggling and anxiety and turmoil and strife. And that's not the kingdom. And how many know in the kingdom there's righteousness, joy, peace, love in the Holy Ghost? While everybody else is fleshing out, you can be walking in peace. Sometimes you have so much peace, people don't think you care. No, it's not that you don't care. You are not self-confident. You are God-confident. I know God has this situation under control. As a matter of fact, worry after a while becomes sin. Scripture tells us, be careful for nothing, but in everything through prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your request be made known unto God, and the peace of God that passes understanding shall keep your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. Finally, my brethren, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are pure, if there be a good report, whatsoever things are of a good report, think on these things. And the peace of God will guard you and keep you in difficult times. We are not subjected to the times. We are subjected to the King. I believe what my Bible says. I have what my Bible says I have. I can be and can do what my Bible says. No matter what's going on in the environment. Amen. God daily loads us with benefits. Somebody say daily. That's why we pray, Lord, give us this day our daily bread. Daily bread. Daily sustenance. Daily good. God gives it to us daily. Not ever so often. Sometimes we can be so caught up in the affairs of life that we miss God's benefits. So many things I think about that, you know, to someone else it might not mean much. But to me it means a lot because it was one of God's benefits. Many times he stepped in. Somebody said, well, that ain't no big deal. No, to me it was a big deal because God stepped in. May not have been a matter of life and death, but God stepped in. Let you know I got your back. I'm with you and I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Sometimes your money acting funny and you go somewhere that you don't normally go and you find what you were looking for at a good price. Some of y'all rich folk don't know what I'm talking about. You say, Lord, look at this, a benefit. God just want to bless you. It costs less than you thought it would. Give me two of these. Go with me real quickly to Galatians chapter 4 and verse 22. You see, many are the afflictions of the righteous. Now this, I want to educate you in something so that you understand. Some people want, you know, all Christians for their employees. Come, let me counsel you. Before you make your business a church. Because if you make it a church, you're going to have to deal with the same stuff that you have to deal with in the church. While folks will be working, they'll be reading their Bibles. Well, the Lord told me, and the Lord told you to get to work. But I want to emphasize something about affliction. Because oftentimes, affliction will come from the ones that are going about establishing their own righteousness. When you truly become a person of grace, you have to have broad shoulders. You have to be able to carry people. You have to see, true strength is not based upon what you can dish out. No, true strength is what you can take. How much can you take and still be kind? And steal love from your heart and not cop an attitude and not go to avoiding that person. Come on, that's the true measure of strength. Because everybody can dish it out. But how many can take it? See, persecution never came from Jesus. He persecuted anyone. But he had to sponge persecution from everywhere.
We are continuing in part 12 of Mega Grace. The heart of grace. Jesus lived, died, and rose from the dead. He was the end of the old covenant. He fulfilled all righteousness and brought in a new testament. He brought on a new covenant, not based on works, but based on faith. We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.